The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's start with this one from Family Circle. Very timely, I'd say, for summer, 5 ways to avoid skin cancer. Your doctor is probably doing more than slathering on SPF to fight UV rays, and you can too. First, build your immunity. A strong immune system not only helps keep colds at bay, but also reduces the incidence of skin cancer, says Pedram Gurami, MD, director of the Skin Cancer Institute of Northwestern Medicine. Data shows people with suppressed immune systems can often have higher rates of skin cancer for that reason. Gurami suggests maintaining a healthy weight, exercising 4 to 5 hours per week, and eating a balanced diet to enhance your immunity. If possible, avoid excessive stress, poor nutrition, and lack of sleep, which all wreak havoc on your body's ability to defend itself. Next, cover up. Wearing UV protective clothing means you don't have to bother endlessly reapplying sunscreen to your body while hanging out at a family barbecue or your own backyard, says Susan Winkle, MD, assistant clinical professor of dermatology at the University of South Florida. Forget the one-size-fits-all garb of yesteryear. These days, protective clothing comes in modern cuts, colors, and patterns, even cute dresses. While some brands, including Patagonia and Coolabah, specify a garment's ultraviolet protection factor, or UPF, even regular clothing made from thicker and darker fabrics can shield you from the sun. In general, synthetic fibers such as lycra, polyester, nylon, and acrylic offer a higher level of protection than bleached cotton, according to the Skin Cancer Foundation. Get your vitamin fix. For people who are prone to cancerous skin lesions, Gurami suggests standing by one supplement, nicotinamide. Patients with non-melanoma skin cancers in clinical studies experienced a lower number of skin cancers with nicotinamide, resulting in fewer surgeries, says Gurami. In fact, this form of vitamin B3 reduced the rate of some skin cancers by 23% compared with the placebo in one study. Gurami recommends asking your doctor about taking 500 milligrams twice daily, and it's available in health food stores. Fill your plate with color. Eating fruits and vegetables high in antioxidants such as beta-carotene and vitamin C and E may help prevent skin cancer by slowing the process of DNA and cellular damage, according to research. Data on the topic is limited, but it certainly can't hurt to consume more healthy produce. Cantaloupe, sweet potatoes, and winter squash are all rich in beta-carotene and vitamin C, while almonds, sunflower seeds, and green leafy vegetables are high in vitamin E. And last, opt for the right kind of shade. Whether you're hosting a picnic or taking a break on a hike, look for large areas where the sky is less visible, especially between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., when the sun is strongest. Wearing a wide-brim hat is also smart. Shade alone cannot provide adequate protection from the sun because indirect UV rays can be reflected by anything from concrete to grass, but it does make a big difference in keeping skin safe, says Winkley. From Good Housekeeping's Do Diet, their promise to you with this Do Diet is that if you're sick of don'ts, so are we. That's why we developed the Do Diet. A radical way of living that's full of easy do's to get you on the healthiest and happiest track. So first up, do have a melon ball. Get this, something as deliciously simple as eating more fresh melon could help protect your eyes. Melon is packed with beta-carotene and vitamin C, two nutrients that can aid in reducing your risk of vision decline, eye infections, macular degeneration, and cataracts. It can also keep you hydrated as temperatures soar. All the cells in the body need water for optimal functioning, and watermelon, for instance, delivers up to a full cup of water per 2-cup serving. Eat it straight from the rind or scoop balls and freeze them in an ice cube tray. Drop them into sparkling water or fresh brewed iced tea as a colorful, delicious alternative to soda that's easy on the eyes. Do get the lead out. Exposure to lead is even more dangerous than experts previously thought. In addition to causing kidney and fertility problems and behavior issues in children, a study published in The Lancet Public Health indicates that lead is associated with heart disease as well. Researchers found that among the roughly 400,000 lead-related deaths in the U.S. each year, more than half were from cardiovascular disease. Common sources of lead include contaminated water, dust or soil, and paint used in older homes. If you're worried about exposure, call your local health department to find out how to test for lead in your home and drinking water. Do be pro probiotics. Your GI tract isn't the only part that the only body part that appreciates probiotics. Preliminary studies show that introducing these healthy bacteria can prevent UTI-causing bacteria from adhering to vaginal walls and boost levels of the flora needed to ward off infections. One study found that women who received probiotics containing Lactobacillus crispatus intravaginally had a 50% drop in UTIs. Studies of the effects of oral supplements have found mixed results, but experts say it can't hurt to try a probiotic formulated for vaginal or urinary health. And the Dr. Oz column, when should I stop exercising because of pain and when should I push through? Dr. Oz says anytime pain is severe, you should see your doctor. Other than that, use these guidelines. Go ahead. Muscle soreness from working out is normal, so it's generally fine to keep moving. Proceed with caution, though. If your neck or back aches, you can stay active but switch to a low-impact activity that won't further aggravate the area. Put on the brakes, though. When pain is in a joint, it might mean a sprain or tear of cartilage or tendons. Rest and apply ice, and see your doctor if you're not fine in a few days. Next up, from Good Housekeeping, spend and save all day long. These expert strategies will help you and your family get the most bang for your buck from dawn till dusk. So it is arranged over the course of a day here. So 7 a.m., fill up the tank. The smartest time to buy gas is in the morning when temperatures are cooler. As gas warms up, it becomes less dense, which means you get a little less fuel per gallon. The price may differ only a bit, but every penny saved counts and can keep you on the road longer. 8 a.m., pick up prime rib. The shelf life of most refrigerated meats is only 5 days, so when stores get in a big shipment or steaks aren't selling as fast as they'd hoped, butchers and deli managers often offer discounts of up to 40%. Duck in early, though. Deals likely won't last through the evening. 10 a.m., catch a movie in the morning. For many people, seeing the latest blockbuster before noon may not be doable until the weekend, but the first film of the day is cheaper at some theaters than a regular matinee, and sometimes that goes for all showings before noon. If you're bringing the kids along, you still might shell out some cash for snacks, but the overall payoff could be a few dollars saved and a wide-open afternoon. 10:30 a.m., buy big-ticket electronics. TV and laptop prices won't drop at a certain time, but buying these items in the morning may keep you from splurging unnecessarily. The reason? Some research suggests that as the day wears on and we make endless decisions from whether to get a grande or venti latte to where to park, our self-control can nosedive. So shop mid-morning when it may be easier to resist saying yes to the deluxe TV plus a pricey warranty. 11:45 a.m., negotiate bills. Many adults are most alert in late morning, making this prime time to tackle late charges on your credit card statement. If you discuss it when you're at the top of your mental game, you're more likely to come up with an effective argument for why you deserve a break. 12:30 p.m., hit garage sales. The early bird sometimes does get the worm, or sale, but you can still score bargains if you sleep in. Sellers who've been up all morning will be eager to make a sale by midday and may start dropping prices. Don't see a discount posted? Offer to buy two for the price of one or pay 20% less than the sticker price. 5 p.m. shoe shop. Feet tend to swell during the day, so shoes that feel comfortable at sunrise may have your feet screaming by sundown. resist the urge to wait until the weekend. Try on those cute pumps you've been eyeing after work, when your feet will be their biggest. 7 p.m. Scope out next day deals. Sale days aren't the only time to score big. Stores often begin marking down merchandise just before closing the night before. If you're anxious about snagging a particular item before it sells out, head to the store then and night in the evening and ask the manager if she'll honor the discounted price or hold one for you until a certain time the next day. 9:30 p.m. Raid the salad bar. Deli buffet items, rotisserie chickens, and prepped veggies can make for an amazing lunch tomorrow at a fraction of the cost. Prices on these foods sometimes get slashed by 30% or more near closing time, typically 9:30 p.m. or so, in an effort to sell them before they get tossed, though they'll still taste fine the next day. And last, 10 p.m., do the dishes. Avoid running your dishwasher right after dinner. It may seem odd to wait, but many utility companies offer time-of-use programs that charge less when you use electricity during off-hours, which could cut your bill by 50% or more. Check out your utility company's website for off-peak programs. From Family Circle, make time for dancing. Bust a move. Dancing is good for your physical, emotional, and psychological well-being. Whether you freestyle it or opt for something more choreographed, you'll get your kicks and plenty of other perks. Why you should do it? Dance is a form of exercise that integrates the mind, body, and soul, and it works for all ages and skill levels. For starters, it can help counteract the daily effects of sitting at a computer with a rounded spine, as well as the infamous text neck from hunching over our phones, says Emily Sando, dance physical therapist at NYU Langone Health's Harkness Center for Dance Injuries. Even at the beginner level, dance can activate the anti-gravity muscles of the neck and back and restore our posture. It also lengthens and strengthens muscles and improves joint mobility. Plus, it can be a serious cardio workout. Sando estimates that even a moderate intensity class can burn an average of 400 calories. But there are benefits to all types of dancing. Freestyle is great because you can choose your music and forget about choreography and rules. Taking a class with its defined steps and varied tempos provides cognitive as well as balance challenges compared with repetitive movement fitness training such as walking or cycling. Finally, dancing increases mood-improving hormones and elevates our mental state, and for good reason, just because it's fun. Dance does not have to be technical. It can simply be a celebration of the body's ability to move. There are so many ways to bring dance into your life. Sando suggests finding classes at your local community center, gym, or dance studio. Often you can find drop-in options for classes like Zumba, hip-hop, jazz, belly dancing, masala bhangra, ballet bar, and tap. Or you could organize a group of moms to take a dance class together on weekends. If you simply cannot get out the door, Sando says, there's plenty of options for dancing at home. Put on a video while doing a load of laundry. Find YouTube dance videos that teach choreography. Just search by genre. You could try looking for apps and video games like Just Dance and We Fit for dance games. Learning a new style of dance requires a dose of humility. Everyone was a beginner at some point, and some styles are easier to pick up than others. When starting a new class, Sando suggests that you prepare by looking at the style online and trying some steps at home. Then decide what your goals are. Do you want to improve your fitness? Do you prefer to dance alone or with a partner? Do you enjoy fast or slow, high impact or low impact? Perhaps you want to return to a style you enjoyed when you were younger. If you studied ballet, tap, or jazz as a child, good news, there's a shorter learning curve. You've probably retained some muscle memory, so you should be able to pick up positions, phrases, and sequences more easily. From Good Housekeeping, habits that make you bend, not break. Having a handle on the psychological effects of stress prepares your body and mind to respond with resilience. First, get your Z time. During deep sleep, your brain sorts and files your thoughts and experiences from the day just passed, giving you a fresh perspective that enables you to problem solve. Sleep also bolsters immunity, and it's easier to pull yourself together emotionally when you're not run down or sick in bed. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Then move your body. Getting your 30 minutes triggers feel-good endorphins as well as GABA, a neurotransmitter that quiets negative thinking. Together, these can help you through a tough time. Research has also shown that regular exercise is a mood elevator and can assist significantly in the treatment of depression, helping you maintain a positive outlook. Breathe deeply. Meditation can be as simple as focusing on a single thing, like your breath or a calming word. Research suggests that practicing it regularly may shrink the amygdala, reducing stress and anxiety, and change electrical activity in the brain, making you more alert and calm. That's just the kind of clear-headedness you need in a crisis. And eat enough. Your body, like any other engine, needs fuel. When food is scarce, your system routes what energy it has to essentials, which can leave parts of your brain, well, hungry. It needs at least 20% of the calories you take in to solve problems effectively. So get your 3 squares or 5 mini-meals, whatever keeps you on an even keel. And an unrelated tip from Good Housekeeping, cut prescription drug costs. GoodRx.com compares the prices of medicines at drugstores and big box retailers near you and then emails you coupons for up to 80% off. From Real Simple, things cooks know. Strategies, techniques, and tips on backyard grilling from the Real Simple test kitchen to yours. So first, how to grill fish without having it fall apart. Heat, clean, and season your grill. Treat your grill like a cast iron pan. You want it smoking hot, clean, and well seasoned. Heat the grill on high, then scrub the grates with a grill brush to remove ash, debris, and bits of food. Dip a square of folded paper towels in oil, hold it with long-handled tongs, and wipe grates until they're glossy. This forms a coating between the grates and fish to prevent sticking. Next, prepare and cook the fish. Thick skin-on fillets and steaks, think salmon, halibut, snapper, and grouper, hold up the best. Pat the fish dry and brush both sides with oil. Place skin side down on perpendicular to the grates. Cook covered over direct, medium-high heat until the skin is browned and crisped. If the fish doesn't budge when you try to flip it, keep cooking until it releases. Flip with a sturdy spatula and grill until cooked through. How to grill when there's no time to marinate? Grilling on a weeknight? Yes, it's possible. Say hello to the reverse marinade, in which you grill your protein first, then pour on a bright, herb-packed vinaigrette. The technique works particularly well with steak, which soaks up the marinade as it rests, adding moisture and bold flavor to the meat. The basic formula: for every 2 pounds of protein, combine 1/3 cup of olive oil, the zest and juice of 2 lemons, a handful of fresh chopped herbs, and 4 smashed garlic cloves. Season to taste with salt and pepper. Pour over grilled protein such as flank or skirt steak, pork tenderloin, chicken breasts, shrimp, or tofu. Let protein sit for 10 minutes before slicing or serving. To vary it, try tossing grilled veggies in your favorite pesto or chimichurri. And one last tip here, how to make the best grilled corn. Want sweet, juicy, lightly charred grilled corn? Start by picking the best ears at the market. If you can, buy local. The sugar in corn begins converting into chewier starch as the ears are picked. Look for firm green husks and yellow to light brown silk tips. When you're ready to grill, keep it simple. Cook over medium-high, rotating the cobs often until kernels are evenly charred, 4 to 5 minutes. For the smokiest flavor, pull back the husks and remove the silks before grilling, or remove the husks altogether. For less charred flavor, steam the corn by pulling the husks back over the kernels before grilling. From Family Circle. Salad days. Instead of defaulting to the usual cool, crisp green salad, try grilled veggies with bold dressings. And they've got grilled eggplant and peppers with soy and sesame. This makes 6 servings. Prep time is 10 minutes, grill time 7, and then 5 minutes to cool. You need 1 pound Japanese eggplant, halved lengthwise, 2 red, orange, or yellow bell peppers, cut into 1-inch strips, 1 tablespoon vegetable oil, 2 scallions, halved lengthwise and thinly sliced, 1 tablespoon soy sauce, 1 teaspoon seeded and thinly sliced Holland chili, which is a thin red chili, 2 teaspoons minced garlic, 2 teaspoons toasted sesame seeds, 2 teaspoons sesame oil, and salt to taste. Heat grill to medium-high. Toss eggplant and peppers with vegetable oil. Grill cut side down until charred 4 to 5 minutes. Flip and grill until brown and just tender 2 minutes. Transfer to a mixing bowl and let cool 5 minutes. Tear the eggplant into 2 to 3 strips. Add remaining ingredients and combine well. Season with salt to taste. From Real Simple, an easy dinner, sheet pan chicken with potatoes and green beans. Active time is 15 minutes, total time 45. Serves 4. It's gluten-free. You need 1 pound baby red potatoes, halved, quartered if they're large, 6 tablespoons olive oil divided, 2.5 teaspoons kosher salt divided, plus more for cooking, the green beans, 1.5 teaspoons freshly ground black pepper divided, 4 6-ounce skinless boneless chicken breasts, 1.5 teaspoons dried oregano, 1 teaspoon lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons fresh juice, 8 ounces trimmed green beans or haricot vert, 1/2 cup pitted chopped Castelvetrano olives, and 1 medium shallot finely chopped. Preheat your oven to 400. Toss potatoes with 2 tablespoons oil, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper on a rimmed baking sheet. Roast for 20 minutes. Toss chicken with oregano, lemon zest, 2 tablespoons oil, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, and remaining 1.5 teaspoons salt. Remove sheet pan from oven and push potatoes to the side. Arrange chicken on the other side and return to the oven. Roast until chicken is cooked through 20 to 25 minutes. Transfer to a cutting board. Let rest for 5 minutes before slicing. Meanwhile, cook green beans in a pot of boiling salted water until bright green and crisp tender, about 4 minutes. Mix olives, shallot, lemon juice, and remaining 2 tablespoons of oil and 1/2 teaspoon pepper in a small bowl. Spoon the dressing over the chicken. Serve with potatoes and green beans. And another easy dinner from Real Simple, zucchini and mozzarella frittata. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 30. Serves 4. It's a gluten-free, vegetarian, one-pot meal. You need 4 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1 large zucchini thinly sliced, 1 yellow onion chopped, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh oregano leaves, 4 cloves of garlic freshly chopped, 8 large eggs, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper plus more for serving, 4 ounces of fresh mozzarella, cubed, which is about 3/4 of a cup, and a green salad for serving. Preheat oven to 350. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in a 10-inch oven-proof skillet over medium. Add zucchini, onion, oregano, and garlic and cook, stirring often until vegetables are slightly softened, 8 to 10 minutes. Whisk eggs, salt, and crushed red pepper until combined. Add remaining 2 tablespoons oil to the skillet, tilting to distribute. Pour egg mixture over vegetables and shake skillet to help eggs settle. Cook over medium until edges begin to set, 2 to 3 minutes. Top with cheese. Transfer skillet to the oven and cook until the top is just set, 13 to 15 minutes. Let cool slightly. Gently slide frittata out of the skillet and season with more crushed red pepper. Serve with a side salad. From Family Circle, how to herb. Next level cooking. Fats like oil and butter deepen the flavor of herbs acids like vinegar and citrus brighten them. Then roll with it. Fold chopped herbs like thyme, rosemary, and chives into softened butter. Form into logs. Wrap in plastic and refrigerate. Use for cooking or serve with bread. Cool down. Blend water, frozen blueberries, cucumber, and mint for a frosty detoxifying drink. Or try watermelon, frozen strawberries, and basil. Mints don't mash. When chopping herbs, always use a sharp knife. The less you bruise them, the greener and more flavorful they'll be. Give it a whirl. Blend a small handful of parsley leaves and stems into green juices for a powerful dose of antioxidants and immune-boosting vitamin C. As a stomach soother, mint adds a refreshing boost to smoothies and aids in digestion. And buzz off! Basil, mint, lemon balm, rosemary, and lavender naturally repel mosquitoes. Place them in pretty containers on outdoor dining tables or windowsills. And then here are herb types and tips. Hardy herbs are rosemary, sage, oregano, and thyme. Stir in at the beginnings of recipes. Store them unwashed in a slightly opened baggie. Chop and freeze in oil. The more delicate herbs, parsley, cilantro, basil, chives, and mint, add to your food before serving. Roughly chop and freeze in water. Clean by plunging into water, then dry and wrap in a damp paper towel. Store them in an opened baggie. The Realist from Real Simple, How to Clean a Grill Fast. The Secret to Banishing Stubborn Grate Grease, a roll of aluminum foil, says Meathead Goldwyn, a grill expert at AmazingRibs.com and the author of Meathead, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling. First, lay a sheet of heavy-duty foil on the grates of your gas or charcoal grill. Then layer bricks, a cast iron skillet or heat-safe heavy pan also works, on top so the foil doesn't float up with the hot air. Heat the grill with the lid closed for 5 minutes. Then, while wearing heat-safe gloves, remove the foil with tongs and crumple it into a wad. Grasp the foil in the tongs and use it to scrub both sides of the grates. Repeat with new wads of foil until the grates are clean. As for the outside, once the grill has cooled, dampen a sponge with unsweetened club soda, which will buff away water spots and fingerprints. From Family Circle. Pay a compliment. Research shows that if you flatter someone like the host when you're dining out, he or she is more likely to see you in a better light and maybe offer up a deal, like a discounted dessert. Guess that means at a restaurant. And thoughts from Real Simple. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.